We're going to talk about the halacha of Tisha B'Av is aser b'kibus, laundry, and it's also aser l'saper, haircut, shaving. The other isurim we have on Shavu Shechal by Tisha B'Av are from Rish Chaydish, are only aser metam minig, as we see in the Rishayim. So let's begin with the Gemara in Masechta Tainis on Daf Lamed. We have it over here in the first page of the printout, which is under the shir I'm going to give. And it says towards the bottom of the Yamid, it says, Kol mitzvahs ha-noyheges be'evil, noyheges b'tisha b'av. All the mitzvahs that are noyeg for an oval are noig b'tisha b'av, also b'achilu b'shtiyah, b'sicha, b'nilas hasandu, b'tashmish amita. Then it says, also licorice b'tayra, b'nevim, u'b'ksuvim, v'lashanis b'mishnah, b'talmud, u'b'midrish, b'alach sabagadis, avol kairu b'mokum shayna rogel licorice, v'shayna b'mokum shayna rogel l'shanis. V'kairu b'kinus b'iyav, u'b'dvarim ha-royim sh'b'yirmiyah. And then it says, "V'tinoika shol beis rabam b'teilim mishum shenemar pekudei Hashem yishar misam chilev." There are no chadorim on Tisha B'Av because it says, "Pekudei Hashem yishar misam chilev." And Rabbi Yehuda agrees with it. If you look, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer at the end of his memra, "V'tinoika shol beis rabam b'teilim boy mishum shenemar pekudei Hashem yishar misam chilev." Says the Gevura Sari that the Gemara doesn't mean that there's an Isser Mitzad the Tinoik, even if he's a Gil Lechinuch. Why? Because we have a klal in Hilchis Avelis, Ein Avelis Lekot. There's a halach in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchis Avelis, Kemat or Paiskim. There are some Paiskim where a chaylik on it, but I think it's halach Lamaisa. It's Ein Avelis Lekot. If a cotton loyaleinu is a novel, he can learn Torah. He could wash, he could take a haircut. There's no Isuri Avelis on a cotton, ain't Avelis la cotton. So therefore, the Shagasayi says, who is the author, of course, of the Gevura Sari, that when the Gemara says, Tinoika shall base Rabin Batalim, it doesn't mean because the child can't learn Torah. The child could learn Torah, but it's an Isur on the Rebbe. The Rebbe can't teach Torah because the Rebbe is a Gadol. And on the Rebbe, there's an Isser of Talmud Torah Mishum, Pekudei Hashem Yishar Misam Chelev. If the child wants to learn Torah on his own, there's no reason to stop him, because he doesn't have any Isuri Avelis, both by Avelis Loyalena when he's an Oval, because he lost the Karev, and both when we have Avelis on Tisha B'Av, there's no Isuri Avelis. And then the Gevura Sari goes further and says that what many Rishonim say, and he seems to agree with it, that you cannot be mesaper or mechabes the heads and the clothes of the ketanim, also lesaper leketanim ulechabes ksusam, and the raya from the Gemara, because the Gemara says botle katsuri debei rav. In Rav's community, there were no laundries open. Why not? Wash the clothes of the children. The teretz is because it's aser l'saper ketanim ulechabes bigdeim. Says the Gevura Sari, that's not because of the iser that the ketanim have. Ein avelus l'katan. That's the iser on the gadol. The gadol can't do the laundry. The gadol can't give the haircut because that's the iser on the gadol. The gadol has hilchis avelus. The cotton has no hilchis avelis because ain avelis le cotton. That is the Gevura Sari's psak. So if a cotton wants to wash his own clothes, or a cotton wants to give himself a haircut, or a cotton wants to learn Torah, there's no reason to prevent him from doing so. Similar that when a cotton is an oval. There's another interesting Shagas Aryeh in Hilchis Yontif. The Shagasayah says in Hilchis Yontif, when it says Atzeres Lashem Elokecha, and it says Atzeres Tielochem, the Gemara says those psukim are soiser each other. So the Gemara says Chatzi Lochem v'Chatzi Lashem. What does Chatzi Lochem mean? Achilu v'shtiyah. What does Chatzi Lashem mean? Shagasari says a pshat is a chiddush. It means you're mesameach through Torah. It's not that there is, that's the Chatzi Lashem, it's also a mitzvah of simcha, but it's simcha through Torah. Says the Shagas Aryeh, simcha through Torah is only shayich by an ish. Why? Because since he's mitzvah in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and Talmud Torah is keneged kulam, memeila, the kiyum of the mitzvah is mesameach. But by Noshim, there is no mitzvah, there is no kiyum of Chatzi Lashem through Talmud Torah, because they're not mitzvah in Talmud Torah. So therefore, they have to be Makayim Kula Lachem, because they can't be Makayim the mitzvah of Simcha, which it says in the Pasuk Lashem through Talmud Torah. It's tremendous chiddush. Pashut, you would learn that Torah is Mesameach, not because there is a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. Pashut, you learn Torah is Mesameach because the Etzem Limud HaTorah is Mesameach. So Lachur, according to the Shagas Aryeh, the other side would also come out, that if the Isser of learning Torah for an oval and during Tisha B'Av is Pekud Hashem Yisharim Mesam Chelev, L'chur and Noshim shouldn't have any Isser in learning Torah either on Tisha B'Av or when they're Avelim. I don't know how Halacha L'maisa if anyone potskins that way, but it seems to me, according to the Shagas Aryeh, we have these two chidushim. Number one, a katan can learn Torah, that's he says Mufurish here. And number two, if it's not Pekud Hashem Yisharim Mesam Chelev, it comes out that a Isha could learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. Yeah. Chinuch an Ketanim, that's what I said. The Shagas Aryeh L'chura means to say, like the Rishonim say, Mefurish in Hilchos Avelos, there's no Chinuch an Avelos. No Chinuch an Avelos, no Din Avelos to Ketanim. And that's Halacha L'maisa. You don't have to depend on me. You look it up. That's, I think, how we paskin. There's no mitzvah of Chinuch. Why? It's a complicated Arichus. It doesn't say clearly in the Rishonim why there's no Chinuch an Avelos, but L'maisa there's no Chinuch an Avelos. Yeah. That's what we're going to talk about. That's what we're going to talk about. Al-Koponim, so the Shagas Aryeh says clearly that there's no Avelos on the Katan. We can't give him a haircut and we can't clean his clothes. That's because the Isser is on the Mechabes and the Isser is on the Mesaper, which is a Gadol. But if you have a Katan washing the clothes or a Katan giving the haircut, there's nothing wrong according to the Shagas Aryeh. However, in Rishonim, in the Shagas Aryeh, in the Gevurah Sari recognized it, we see that they understood differently. If you look over here in the printout, if I could find the very big printout we have over here. It says, I think it's just the back of the printout of the Gemara I just read. It says in Sif Yudalad, Oser l'gdoilim l'saper l'ktanim u'l'chabes k'susam b'shabes shechal tishubav li'ais b'saychei. It's Oser for gdoilim to give hirkas to k'tanim and to wash their clothes on Shabbos that tishubav falls out. Says the Mogen Avram, we have it underlined here, Simen Sif Lamed Ches, the k'tanim nami shayich b'chinuch, k'tanim you have to be machanuch, E mishum avelis, e mishum agmas nefesh. Either you're mechanech them mishum avelis, or what does it mean mishum agmas nefesh? I don't know if the lashon of the Mog of Rum is so meduyik, because it says in Hilchis Avelis that even though there's ein avelis lekatin, but there's halacha that we do kriya for a katin. A katin, you have to be kireya when he loses a karev, and the paiskim explain why, even if he's below chinuch. So l'chur, there shouldn't be any halach of kriya, says the paiskim, because you want to be marba b'chiva hesped. Rashi says that in Moed Katan. So be kireya, the ksus of a katan, you're marba b'chiva hesped. And there's even a halacha that below chinuch and maybe even above chinuch, you don't have to have the sheer tefach, because it's not really emes a kriya, it's only to be marba b'chiva hesped. So l'churi means to say, why is it osur to be mesaper k'tanim and l'chabes k'susa, imishum chinuch, you have to be mechanuch the children. That's only if they're above the age chinuch, as the Chofetz Chaim points out. Or there's another reason, mishum agmas nefesh, to be marba b'chi the hespit. Frek the Magen Avraham, v'tzarachin de bi'aradeya, simin shin pei dala, posik de'en avelus l'katan. he really tainis the Gevuras Ariz Kasha. So what was the Gevuras Ariz Teretz? You're right, ain't avelus lakotin. But there's an Isser on the Machabes, and there's an Isser on the Misaper. So good, there's a din of ain't avelus lakotin. And therefore, if a cotton is a novel, a gobble could give him a haircut because the gobble's not a novel. And a gobble could wash his clothes because the gobble's not a novel. But by Tisha B'Av and the 9 days, everyone is Avelim. So therefore, you can't be Machabes and you can't be Misaper. But the Magen Avraham asked the Kasha. What? We're going to speak about a guy. We're going to speak about a guy soon, yeah? It's a big shiloh with a guy. So, says the Magen Avraham, L'chura ein avelus l'katan. Obviously, the Magen Avraham learned that the Isser is not on the Misaper, and the Isser is not on the Machabes, because that's really the Gevuras Ariz taina. He gives a different teretz. V'nirli d'avelus d'rabbe machmirin tvei. That even though there's a klal of ein avelus l'katan, but avelus d'rabbim, which refers to the avelus of Tisha B'Av and Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av, that is Mechomer, and really comes from the Gemara in Masechet Yevamos and Daf Mem Aleph that discusses what's more chomer, avelus of a yachid or avelus of a rabbi. Now, if you look at the Magen Avraham, it needs a little bit of understanding, and let's just think about this for a second. He says avelus the rabbi is more chomer, and it's different than avelus the yachid. So in his first pshat, that it's osir mishum chinuch, what does he mean? You can't wash a cotton's clothes because the cotton is mechuyev in chinuch not to wash his clothes. So, because he asked the kasha, as I pointed out before, and with his teretz, l'churi means the isser is on who? The isser l'churi is on the cotton, on the ball of the begotten, which is really an unusual pshat, that if I wash your clothes, who's over the isser? You're over the isser. I'm not over the isser. There's no isser on the mechabes. If there would be an isser on the mechabes, he wouldn't have a kasha. So l'churi, you see, the Magen Avraham understood that the isser really is not on the mechabes, but the isser is on whom? On the baal habgadim. So therefore, I can't wash a child's clothes. Why can't I wash a child's clothes? Because the isser is on the baal habgadim. And his teretz is, you're right, but chinuch prevents me from doing so. When he gives the teretz of agmas nefesh veisach nisht, what? So that's why I'm saying it's shver, that a lot of times you can be over an isser without doing anything. Let's say I bring a dead person into this room. Kehanim are over an isser, right? They didn't do anything either. You could be over an isser without doing anything. I agree with you. What? They have to leave. You have to make sure he doesn't wash your clothes. I'm not saying it's mistava to learn the way, but I see no other way to learn. I'm agreeing with you. You don't have to argue with me. But l'chur, that's what the Magen Avraham says. If you can tell me an alternative shot, I'll be happy to listen. But he says, Mishum chinuch, he can't wash the kid's clothes. Well, why not? If the isser is not on the mechabes, so who could the isser be on? It has to be on the Baal HaBegadim. I don't see any other shot. Now, when he gives his teretz of agmas nefesh, maybe he means to say the isser is on the mechabes. Didn't put an isser on a cotton below the shear of chinuch. It's agmas nefesh. Just like kriya, the chayvis kriya is not on the cotton who is a day old, that you're korei his begadim when he becomes a novel. The chayv is on the gadol. Maybe agmas nefesh puts the chayv on the gadol. Maybe in the second teretz, it's different than he understood in his kasha. I'll go upon him. To me, it seems a shaila whether the Isser of Kibbutz is a Isser on the Mechabes or the Mesaper, which is Mestaber, I think, or the Isser is on the Baal HaBegadim. But L'chur, we're going to see, we have to learn the Isser is on the Mechabes or the Mesaper. Yeah. I can't hear. He's going to wear them afterwards. He doesn't have to wear them. There's an Isser to be Mechabes for Achar Tisha B'Av also. It's not only. The Gemara says, Mechabes Laniach is Aser. Same thing, still awesome. Now, we find the halacha in Shulchan Aruch that you can't give your clothes like this yid mentioned to a goy to clean. Why not? The Bach learns, al pitin its mutter, to give your clothes to a goy to clean. Why? He says, the Isser of Kibbutz is an Isser of Hesach Hadas, as Rashi says in Megillah, from Avelus, you're being Isig b'tainuge haguf. How can you be Isig in tainuge haguf? So therefore, says the Bach, it's really mutter to give a guy. Really mutter. Why is it aser? So really, it's not aser. Based upon that, l'chur, you see clearly the Isser is not on the Baal HaBegadim. You can't say such a pshat. So why isn't this to give to a guy? If the kibbutz is not aser because of the Maisa kibbutz, but the Isser is Osir because your clothes cannot be cleaned on the 9 days or on Shavuot, Shechal, Boi, Tisha B'Av. So Lechur, you should be able to, even if you give it to a guy, it should be Osir. The Bach says it's Osir Meshum Minig. It's not Osir Al Pidin. If it's not Osir Al Pidin, Lechur, you see that there's really no Isser on the Baal HaBegodim. The Isser is the Maisa Kibus, which is a Hesach Hadas from Avelis. One second. Says the Shari Tshuva, that it's also Meshum Amir Lakum. Shari Tshuva in Bishtabura, in his Sefer. He says it's also Meshum Amir Lakum. We know the Gemara in Masechta Bar Metzia says that the Isser Amir Lakum is Lav Dafkin Hilchis Shabbos, but Amir Lakum is also called Torah Kula. The Sugya Bai Lisachsam Shar Bedishai. Similarly, if you give a guy your clothes to wash, it's also Amir Lakum. However, it's very shvet to learn that way because you're allowed to give it to the guy before the 9 days. You could give it to a guy before the 9 days, even if you tell him to wash it on the 9 days. That's what all the Paiskim say. The Ramah says it, if I'm not mistaken. So therefore, Lechur, you see, it can't be simple Amir La'akub, because Lechur, if it's Amir La'akub, it would be also to tell the guy before the 9 days to wash it on the 9 days. So Lechur, if we're going to be Mekayim the Pesachim, you have to say the gedder of the Isser is that it's Hesach Hadas. The Isser is only if you're Isaac Bekibus. Isaac Bekibus means either you wash it yourself, or Isaac Bekibus means that you give it for a guy to wash, even though you don't do the Maisa Kvisa today. You know, I'll just give you a Moshel Amad Dover Daima. The Isser Kibus is not like other Isurim in the Torah. Shabbos is also for you to do it. If you do it with Grumma's Mutter, right? Many Yisurim are Mutter B'Grumma. You surely can't wash your clothes B'Grumma. You can't wash your clothes if you're garment to wash, because it's not an Isser of a Maisa Kibbutz. You can't be Isaac B'Kibbutz. If you do it yourself, or you give it to a guy, you're Isaac B'Kibbutz. That's a Hesach Hadas. Or if a Yid took it without asking, you have to, then he'd be over the Isser. But if, right, if a guy took it without asking, you'll be mutter to let him do it. Because if there's no Isser, the Isser's on the Mechabis, like I'm saying, to be Isaac and Kibus. You don't need a Maisa Kibus, but that's cool being Isaac and Kibus. First of all, there's no Isser Malacha Tisha B'Av. It's Mokum Shinogu Shalai Lassas Malacha. It's not an Isser Malacha. Number one. Number two, Kibus Tak is also probably Matam Malacha, also on Tisha B'Av. That's what I'm telling you, because you're not Isaac and Kibus. Isaac and Kibus means... Isaac and Kibbutz means that you do something that involves yourself in Kibbutz. So if you give it to the guy during the Shavuot Shechal B'Tishba, that in itself is an Is'askus B'Kibbutz. If you give it before, therefore it's not Osir. And according to the Bach, the whole thing is Mig. So, you can't wear clean clothes during Shavuot Shechal B'Tishba. That's a different Isser. There's one din of Kibbutz Laniach, and there's one din of Lupaish, two separate Isser. Let's go a little bit further. Now, so let's Lechura say that the Isser of the 9 days, as the Shagasariya says Mefurish, as I'm bringing you a Raya from the Halacha with Akum, and maybe the Mogen Avram one Teretz holds that way, that the Isser is on the Mechabes, or the one who's Isaac and Kibbutz. There's no Isser to have your Begodim cleaned during the 9 days. The Isser is on the Mechabes, or the Isser is the one who's being Isaac and Kibbutz. Now, the Shagasariya doesn't speak Mefurish, but he says the Isser is on the Mechabes. I don't know how far he goes. There's a mock-up to say, you can't be Mechabes your clothes, you can't be Mechabes your children's clothes. Maybe you can be Mechabes a friend's clothes because you have no Hanah from it. If the Isser is being Isaac and being Masih Das, you know, you're Masih Das if you wash your clothes, your family's clothes. If you're Masih, are you Masih Das when you wash the friend the clothes? Or I'll ask you a better Shiloh, what happens if you wash a guy's clothes? Now, even though from the Paiskim it's mashma that washing a guy's clothes is mutter al pidin during the 9 days, it's no raya washing a friend's clothes is mutter, but washing a guy's clothes is mutter during the 9 days, maybe a friend's clothes is also mutter. It's also because of the friend. It's not worse than akub. But if he can't have an akub wash it, he can't have a yid wash it. But akub pon him from the guy in his mashma, to me, that it's an isser al pidin not only to wash your own clothes or your children's clothes, but even to wash a guy's clothes. He doesn't go like the other Mefarshim who say the Isser is Meshum Maris sign. You have to look in the guy, and the guy is not something that lends itself so simply to say over Barabim. You have to look into it, but Kimdumani, that's how the guy seems to understand. So the Isser Kibbutz is on the Mechabes. Now let's go to the Ramah in Sif Yudalit. The Ramah says in Sif Yudalit that right. Yes. He picks it up without you telling him. He comes to your house and picks it up. That halacha l'maisa, you're going to have to ask your Rav. Don't want to paskin. Just want to say over here, with the understanding, you're paskin. But I can't paskin for you in this platform here. Let's see in Sif Yadal. Asr l'gdayl m'saper l'ktanim l'chabiz k'susim b'shabiz shechal tishbav liyas b'saychay. Says the Ramah, Miu begodnim shemalafim b'maktanim l'gamri shemitziyim b'em rei u'mashtinim b'hem hadivadei mishrishari. Begodim, which are soiled by younger children, which we call diapers, you are allowed to wash on Shavuot Shechal v'Tishba. The afilu bebigdei shar haktanim noyhagim l'hakol. And even begodim of shar ktanim noyhagim l'hakol. What does it mean, bigdei shar ktanim noyhagim l'hakol? Now I found something amazing, at least amazing to me. If you look in some achrayinim, the chayodim, I looked before this year, he doesn't say big day shar ktanim, he says shar big day ktanim, which means to say that not only the diapers, but his shirt and his pants also. It means something else completely different. However, if you have the nusach and the girsa the way we have, afilu big day shar ktanim, it means not only diaper wearers, but any child until bar mitzvah. And that's what the Prima Gadim says, even though I don't think we're knowing. I quote the Beis Yosef. Oh, it comes from the Beis Yosef, yeah. Yeah, the Beis Yosef says it, yeah. What? That's an afil, not only young children, but even older children. It depends how you learn. If the shahr is before the big, they're not. Yeah. I can't hear. Wash them separately. There's no heter. Once you're washing some, you can wash others. If you can wash the diapers, you can wash the pants. Why? Why? I'll call upon him. So if you learn, like the Prima Gadim says, that there's no Isser to wash big day ktanim till bar mitzvah, l'chur, that's going in the sheet of ein avelus l'katan, and there's no din of chinuch, and l'chur, the isser is not on the mechabes, the way I explained before. If you go with the girsa of our Ramah, and the Prima Gadim says there's no din chinuch, he doesn't explain it, but l'chur, that's the var, ein avelus l'katan, therefore, there's no isser, I let there be an isser on the mechabes, there's no isser in the mechabes, he's going with the Taira that the Isser L'chur is on the ones whose Godim it belongs to. Very good. If you say Shar Big Dei Ktanim, then it means, like the Chayodim says, the Chayodim is Matik Shar Big Dei Ktanim. Not only is he Matik it, he explains it. Not only the diapers, but the other clothes also. It's a Heter Meyuchud on clothes that get very soiled. So let's just pause for a second, because I want to just mention a different thing. Unless by Misaper, he would say Misayeya. Should be totally the machloek shach and taz in Yeridei. You know what I mean? Whether the din misayeh is the din miyuchin the makif and nikkur for not. Okay. Anyway, so let's go a little bit further. Why should kibbutz be anything different than sipur unless sipur is misayeh? Let me just get a little bit further because I want to just go into a different inyan and get back to avelus. Now, if you learn that. Let's leave the second half of the Ramah. Let's go to the first half. Diapers you can wash. Why could you wash diapers? Why? Why could you wash diapers? Says the Levush, because the Isser is Hesech Hadas and Simcha. If it's Hesech Hadas and Simcha, washing diapers is no Hesech Hadas and Simcha. I tell you, washing any type of clothes is not Hesech Hadas and Simcha. But still, you know, you're doing it so you have fresh clothes, a nice shirt, a nice coat. That's Usser. But diapers, he says, less b'vashum simcha, so on such a type of article of clothing, there's no isser of being mechavis. That's what he says. The Goyin says it different. Pshat, it could be like I said before, the Goyin shita is that even for a Goy you can't wash. Kibbutz is osir. Chazal asr kibus mechavis, regardless of whether you're going to tie it in. This case, there's simcha. There's no simcha. There's an isser to be mechavis. So why could you wash diapers? So the Goyin says a gavaltic thing, and I just want to be masber what the Goyin means, because I think it's a tremendous chiddush, and then we'll return to avelus. The Goyin says, I'll tell you the reason why you could wash diapers. L'chur, there's an isser on the mechavis. Why could you wash diapers? Says the Goyin, let's see if we have him printed here. Oh, we have him on the bottom. Do you have him? There's a line. One second. The wrong ice was underlined. It's the second ice. Miyu. Mishum dehu rabbi sayu va'af yom kippur mutter l'gdoilim las eskoem kolshu rabbi sayu k'moshe kosu b'perek basu de yumu. What does the Goyin mean? The Goyin means something very gavaldic here. We are very familiar, many of us are familiar with the sugya in Masechta Yuma that raises the question, how are you able to wash and to be soch with shemen a katan on yom kippur? Why not? Rashi says there's an Isser Machilin. We know there's a din of Loi Sechilein. Loi Sechilein. You're not allowed to wash, you're not allowed to give a child something usa. You can't give him something treif. So how could you wash a child on Yom Kippur? How is it possible to put shemen on his body on Yom Kippur? You should be over the din of Loi Sechilein, right? Usser, l'gdoilim, to be Michael Ktanim Adover Isser. It's Laudafka Michael, Rashi says. It's even to wash or to be soft with Shemin. So the Gemara says in Masechta Yuma, we have it right over here on the next page. It says in Masechta Yuma, Dafayin Chesam Adbeis, the Gemara says, Alahanuch the Laver Bisaya Gozer Rabbana. To put shoes on the cotton doesn't need it for his development. Rabbi Sayo means the development, the cotton growing and what he needs for his growth. That's Osir. However, Hanuch the Rabbi Sayu like Gozer Rabbanan, something which is necessary for the growth of the cotton, then we say it is mutter to be Michael. So it's a tremendous chiddush in the Gemara that even though there's an isser to be Michael a cotton a dover usser, but if it's Rabbi Sayu shall cotton, if it's for the development of cotton, there's no isser. So the Vilna Gaon is saying that's the reason why you can wash diapers. Well, who is a pella? Why is it a pella? Because l'chur the Gemara only tells us the Isser and the Heter of Rabbi Sayu for the Isser Machilin. I could be Michael you an Isser. If it's Rabbi Sayu, then I could be Michael a Kotten an Isser. If it's not Rabbi Sayu, there's an Isser Deraisa to be Michael a Dover Osser to a Kotten. It's an Isser Deraisa. But over here we established in the Goyin in particular that the Isser is not on the one who has the Begodim, the Baal HaBegodim, but the Isser is on whom? The Isser is on the Mechabes. If the Isser is on the Mechabes, what is Rabbi Sayu going to help you? What is Rabbi Sayu going to help you? Rabbi Sayu is not Matari Surim. Are you allowed to do an Isser for a cotton? You can't do an Isser for a cotton. The only thing you could do for a cotton is be Michalim, a Dover Osser. On that, the Gemara in Yuba says Rabbi Sayu. But if the Isser is on the Mechabes the way I Spardois, and the Goyin in particular holds the Isser on the Mechabes, so how does that allow you to wash diapers? That's an Isser of Avelis, that's an Isser of Shavuot Shechal Beit Tishbev. On that you have no Heter of Yisayu. It would be Mashma L'chur, not like I'm saying, that the Isser is on the Baal HaBegodim, so the poor little baby who's having his diapers washed is over an Isser of having his diapers washed, so therefore you have to come onto the Heter of Yisayu to be Matir Machilin. It's not that way. The Isser is on the Mechabes, on the one who's washing. So how could Rabbi Sayu be Matir Isur? Rabbi Sayu is not Matir Isur. Rabbi Sayu is only a Svara that there's no Isser Machilin B'mokim Rabbi Sayu. Now, Bechura, I think it's a strong shaila, unless you heard the teretz already. No, but the Isser Machabes is not on the child. The Isser Machabes is on the one who's not. No, but that's... I think it's a good shiloh. Let me give you the teretz. Maybe if you don't like the shiloh so much, you like the teretz at least. But I think it's a good shiloh. And I want to tell you over here, I think of your site, I was aimed on, that tells you something about Lois Achilim, and then we'll tell you something about Avelis. There's another Vilna Gaon, which I came across a while back, that says, Amira la'akum is mutter l'tzarechayla. Do you know that? You could tell a guy to do a malacha deraisa for the sake of a chayla that was nafal lemishkav. You could tell a guy to warm up soup for a person who's bedridden. Could you tell a guy to warm up soup for a katan? Halacha says yeah. The halacha says yeah. Zok the guy, and you know why? Because the Gemara in Yuma says you could be Michael and wash a katan on Yom Kippur because Rabbi Sayu. So we have another guy that says that Rabbi Sayu is not only a heter in the Isser Machilin, but Rabbi Sayu is also a heter in other Isurei Derabbanan, in other Isurei Derabbanan. But it's not emes. Could you do an Isser Derabbanan Letzarech HaChayla? Could you, Letzarech HaKotten? Could you do it? No. You can't do an Isser Derabbanan. Let's say, for instance, a Kotten has a soup across the street and it's only a Carmel. It's not a Rosh Hashanah. Could you go carry it for the Kotten? You can't do it. You can't do an Isser Derabbanan in order to help a Kotten. So what's Pshat in the Gain? I think Pshat in the Gain is like this. The Gemara in Yuma says Rabbi Sayu allows you to wash and to be soch a katan. Now there's two ways to learn pshat in the Gemara. If you learn inuyim ar doraisa, the isser rechitza, the isser sichas, and isser doraisa, so then you have to understand that it's a heter meyuchud in the isser machilin to be over the isser machilin, which is doraisa l'tzarech a katan. Akacha, that's pshat in the Gemara. In fact, Rabbeinu Tam says in Sefer Ayosher that you're allowed to feed your children on Yom Kippur, and feeding a child on Yom Kippur involves an Isser D'Oraisa because of Rabbi Sayu. So it's clear that these Rishonim learned Rabbi Sayu is a mater, a din meyuchid on the Isser Machilin. Because of Bikuach Nefesh, what happens if it's 10 minutes, 20 minutes before the end of Yom Kippur? The child's not going to die, Chas V'Shalom. You know, you're driving in a car, the kid asks to stop by a rest stop, and you say, we're busy now, we'll go another hour. Is that Bikuach Nefesh? You know, we will do that. So on Yom Kippur, is any different? It's really a problem. How could you be Michael a child on Yom Kippur? Says Rabbeinu Tam, because Rabbi Sayu is a mater on the Isser Lo Sechilim, it's a din miyuchid, it allows us to be over Isurim, the Isser of Lo Sechilim, in order to help a child grow Rabbi Sayu. It's mater the rises. If you learn that way, avadi, it's only a halacha in the Isser of Lo Sechilim. But if you learn like the other Ishainim, and it's the Ron's Raya, that a Nuyamar Drabonon, so then the Goyin learned up, it's nothing to do with loy sechilum. It's a halacha that b'mokum Rabbi Sayu like gozel barabonon, like lashon haGemara. The only thing I ask you, like gozel barabonon, b'mokum Rabbi Sayu. So, but we know there are isuri drabonon even when you deal with ketanim. So I think together is pashut. Any time there's a heter of chayla to be over in Isser Derabbanan, then there's a heter of Rabbi Sayu. Because Chazal said Rabbi Sayu has a din chayla. That's how the Goyin learned up. So Lamashal, where do we find Rabbi Sayu? I mean, I found it in a few cases. Maybe there are more cases. You could wash a cotton on Shabbos and Yontif. Says the Goyin in Hilchis Yontif. You know why? Because Rabbi Sayu. There's an issur to take a bath on Yontif with hot water, right? There's an issur Rabbanan. But a cotton you could give a hot bath in Yontif. Why? Because Rabbi Sayu. What does Rabbi Sayu have to do over there? Because we know that Rechitzas Chamim is Mutter B'Mokam Chayli. A Chayli could take a hot bath even on Shabbos, not warm up the water, but could take a hot bath. Therefore, Rabbi Sayu is a Mater, just like Chayli is a Mater. Amir Lakam is Mutter for a Chayli, right? Says the Gain. Oh, it's Mutter for Chayli. Rabbi Sayu has it in Chayli. Because Rabbi Sayu is a mater in Isuri Derabbanan. It's not only a mater in Loisachilim, the way I'm explaining, like the Rishonim will learn that the Inuyim are a din Derabbanan. Rabbi Sayu is mater like a chayla, but it only could be mater Isurim, which a chayla is mater. Let's say someone's sick and you have to bring a medication from across the street to a Carmel. Are you allowed to bring it to him? No. Only with a chayla sheyesh v'sakana. Why can you bring it to him? Because Isuri Shabbos, even the only Derabbanan, are not mutter b'makom chayli. Only if you do it with a shinui. There's other tenoyim the way you could do it. But with an akum is mutter. The same thing by a cotton. You could do it with an akum, but you can't do it without an akum. There's a different guy. The other guy says it's mutter because it's klacher yad mitashili. That's how the guy learns. That guy is Poshet Saiser, this guy.
because the goyim could say, but over there it's mutter because the goyim says the sheep. Okay, now let's go back over here. We started a little bit late, so we could go a little bit late. Let's just go back over here for a second. So if that's the yesod, Rabbi Sayu is mutter b'makayim a chaylas mutter like gazel b'rabbanan. So now the goyin is saying, very good. You want to make sure I don't speak too much. Now we have a good shot. The goyin says you could wash diapers of a child because hainu Rabbi Sayu. A child can't go with soiled diapers. I lechura the isser's on the machabis. Fine, doesn't bother me because I'm showing you another goyin or two goyins that the isser, the rabbanon, is mutter by Rabbi Sayu. The only thing is I told you there's a tnai. When is the isser the rabbanon mutter by Rabbi Sayu? What was the tnai? Only b'makom the isser the rabbanon is mutter for a chayla. So memela, we're going to have to say the suriyah velis on Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av, and maybe Tisha B'Av is mutter for a chayla. Then there's a makom to say that Rabbi Sayu allows you to do it for a cotton because Rabbi Sayu has a din chayla. So I just want to end off and be masber like this. Take you, maybe it's not so muchach, but the thought I think is a little bit muchach. Where do you see if someone could tell me that a chayla is mutter, is matter to dini avelis? Where do you see a chayla is matter to dini avelis? Because if a chayla is not matter to dini avelis, I have no reason to say Rabbi Sayu will be matter for a gadol to do for a katan. Where do you see a chayla is matter to yisuri avelis? So I looked around. It's not easy to find. Why isn't it easy to find? Because in Hilchas Avelis, as Yom Kippur, we have another yisoid that if you're not doing it l'tzarech tainug, it's not osur. For instance, let's say I want to go into the water to be makabel my Rebbe. It's mutter. Why is that mutter? Because to be makabel my Rebbe is mater the isser rechitza. No. Makabel my Rebbe is not mater any isurim, because it's not a rechitza sheltainit. So the same thing of chatotim al reishi, I'm allowed to take shemin and be soch on Yom Kippur. Why can't I be soch on Yom Kippur? I lechur, there's an isser sicha. The teretz is it's not sicha sheltainit. So you don't see that chayli is a mater, even though maybe there is a raya from Sichan on Yom Kippur, but Al Kapone Kipshutai, it's not a raya. So where is there a raya? So this is why I just want to be Messiah and bring a raya to see at least where you find Chayli's Mutter. Mestamet's Mutter anyway, but we need a raya. It's not good enough to say Mestamet's Mutter. Everyone knows when you say a shir, you got to mention the Briskerov. Briskerov says, I don't know if everyone knows that. I don't know that either, but I want to mention that famous Briskerov that says that on Tisha B'Av, there's two Isur. There's Isur Yavelis, and there's Isur Yom Kippur, right? Yom Kippur asks, V'achilu b'shtiyah sichu rechitza nilas asando and tashmish hamita. Avelis asks, not achilu b'shtiyah, it only asks the inuyim, right? Everyone knows that. And I just want to mention, according to Briskerov, it's Fanford, really, achida stuma. The Achrayim say that Shabbos of Tisha B'Av, Dvarim Shebitzin Arnoig. However, what's Dvarim Shebitzin Arnoig? You can't wash, but it says you can't wash with hot water. But cold water you could wash. Why? Cold water is also on Tisha B'Av. If Dvarim Shebitzin Arnoig, why isn't it also with cold water? If it's not Noig, let it be mutter with hot water. The Teretz is very partial, like the Brisarov. It comes out half of a fellow. Because the Isser of Yom Kippur is cold water. That's an Isser Tainis. There's no Tainis on Shabbos Tisha B'Av. However, hot water is an Isser of what? Of an oval. An oval's not also to wash his hands with cold water. That is on Shabbos Tisha B'Av because only the Avelis is there, but the Isser Yom Kippur is not there. So really, the Achrayim say it, and I saw it in a Sefer, he said he doesn't understand. If you're going to make Tisha B'Av, Shabbos, Dvarim Shebitzin, what's the difference, hot water or cold water? You didn't see the Briskerov. Avada is a big difference. Hot water is the Meshum Avelis. That's Aser on Shabbos. Cold water is the Meshum Tainis. There's no Tainis because this happens to be a day that the Tainis is Nidcha till Sunday. Al Kaponim, that's the Briskerov Shtickle Tyre. Now, whatever the Briskerov meant, I'm not 100% sure, but you see from the Rishonim that the Tainis of Tisha B'Av is definitely different than the Tainis Yom Kippur. What do I mean? The Gemara says, and the speaker, Rabbi Pollard, mentioned it yesterday, it says, Kol Dvarim Sha'avul Osir Bahem, it's Osir on Tisha B'Av. Achila Shtila, Rechitza Sicha, Nil Sasan on Tashta Mita. What is Achila Vishtia doing there? Good, so the Rif takes it out, but Rashi has it there. And Rashi says, we're mentioning Hilchas Avelis that a novel has, and we're adding a few more Hilchas Avelis. He says before, Achila Vishtia is because of Avelis. It's not only at least because of Yom Kippur, it's because of Avelis. Now, if you have a kasha, a novel's mutter to eat and drink, that's true. A novel's mutter to eat and drink, but there is a Yerushalmi Rabbeinu Yonah brings down, Ribui Achila Vishtia is Osir for a novel. They didn't asr a novel totally b'achila b'shti, I guess 7 days, it's hard to fast. But on Tisha B'Av, there is an iser, achila b'shti, which is mitzad avelis. And it's really, it's mefurish in the Rishonim. Mefurish in the Rishonim. I don't know exactly if the Brisk Rav, it made a difference to a shtickle Torah, it didn't, v'esich nisht. But the, I don't know if we have it over here, but because it's late, I'll just look straight over here. There's a pasuk in the Megillah. And the pasuk in Megillah says, Kasher kiblu al nafshom divrei tzaymis v'zakosam. That they accepted Purim like they accepted divrei tzaymis v'zakosam. What does that mean when we lay in the Megillah every year? Says the Ron, it can't mean the Dalet Tzaymis. Why can't it mean the Dalet Tzaymis? Because the Dalet Tzaymis are not called Divrei Tzaymis V'Zakosim. Divrei Tzaymis V'Zakosim is Tainis Esther. Because that was a fast day, Miyusid, on Tefillah Uza'aka. The four Tanesim, Tisha B'Av, and the other three Tanesim, that's Divrei Evelheim. It's not Miyusid on Tefillah Uza'aka. Here he says Mefurish, that the Yesod of Tisha B'Av is not a Tainis like Yom Kippur, which is Miyuchid L'Tshuva U'L'Tfila. It's Evel. It's for mourning. And in fact, the Chinuch says that you shouldn't be upset at him that he included Hilchus Tisha B'Av and Hilchus Yom Kippur. The Chinuch doesn't have a mitzvah in the Torah of Tisha B'Av. It's included on the Hilchus Yom Kippur. He says, don't be upset at him. Afal pi she'inyonim rechaikim zeh mezeh v'merchik rav. They're two different concepts. What are they, two different concepts? One concept is a concept of fasting to do tshuva, and one is a concept of fasting as a ma'isa avelis. Fasting is a ma'isa avelis, just like nilas asandel, and just like sicha, and rechitz is a ma'isa avelis. Fasting is also a ma'isa avelis. And there are other rayas. There are other rayas clearly that the tainus of Tisha B'Av and Shivasa B'Tamis is not a tainus of tshuva or tefila, but it's an expression of Avelis. Just the regular oval we allow to eat and drink, and the oval of Tisha B'Av and Shivasa B'Tamis we don't allow to eat and drink, but it's also a meat of Tanuig Yaguf as an expression of Avelis. Oh, if you say that way, so then maybe we could bring a raya, this you could be done on, that you see Chayla is Matari Suri Avelis. How do you see Chayla is Matari Suri Avelis? Because we know, and everyone knows, a chayla is mutter to eat on Tisha B'Av. Chayla can eat on Tisha B'Av, right? Chayla she'en basakana, we paskin, can eat on Tisha B'Av. Why could a chayla she'en basakana eat on Tisha B'Av? The teretz is because the dinei Tisha B'Av are not given b'mokum chayli. Even a chayla she'en basakana. Chayla she'en basakana is allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av. So l'chur we see, since we established that the Isuri Tisha B'Av are not Isurim like Yom Kippur, the Suri Tisha B'Av are Isuri Avelis, they're also Maisa Avelis, even the Achilu Shtia, and we find the Chayla could eat on Tisha B'Av, so we see that Dini Avelis is bottle, B'makam Chayli. If it's bottle, B'makam Chayli on Tisha B'Av, Kol Shkein, it's bottle during Shavuot Shechabai Tisha B'Av. Then we have beautiful Pesha on the Gain, that the Gain says that since the din of Shavuot Shechabai Tisha B'Av is Hilchis Avelis, and we know Hilchis Avelis is bottle, B'makam Chayli, so we see that from Achil on Tisha B'Av. So therefore, the din kibus is batal b'makom chayli. If the din kibus is batal b'makom chayli, then we have a klal. There's no isuri d'rabbanan for a katan when it comes to a chayla, and therefore we could wash a child's clothes because of Rabbi Sayo. Let me just mention in closing, this is the Goyin shita in the Shitas Haran. There's a Rashba shita that you could be michael nisar katan. an Issa D'Rabbanan to a cotton, even though it's not something the cotton really needs. That's the famous Chuvas Rabbi Kveger that carried a Chumash to Shul. That's the Shitas Haran. But the Shitas Harajba is the way, that's the Shitas Harajba. But the Shitas Haran is that Bemis, you can't be Michael an Issa D'Rabbanan to a cotton. The only het is Rabbi Sayu because it has a Shem Chayla. I'm bringing you a Raya that a Shem Chayla is Matar Yisri Avelis, Memela Rabbi Sayu is Matar.